The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, everybody. First morning in November. That's amazing. Monday, November 1, I was making a wise guy remark about yesterday. I saw my first commercial on television for Christmas, and then we played one on the radio this morning. So all's well. November 1, 710 KN U.S. Weather Center. Weather 44 and snow, chance for snow. Tuesday, chance for rain, snow 45, and Wednesday, much the same. 710 KN U.S., a big day. George Brockler show premieres today at 9. George does 9 to 10, now Monday through Friday. Our shoot interview was with George, and it's up on the website, 710KNUS/Peter Boyle's The Shoot with George Brockler. Having said that, please say good morning. Welcome back. He is Republican senatorial candidate Gino Campana. My boy, good morning, man. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Good morning, Peter. Hey, how man. You doing today?
You know, I got to say, because we had to talk about it, the last time you were on the show, the magic question came up, and a website called Colorado Peak Politics really got mad at me for, I'll just read it to you, Republican senatorial candidate Gino Campana are sure getting a lot of practice answering stupid and wildly biased media gotcha questions designed to piss off voters on both sides of the political aisle. This week it was Peter Boyle, misspell my name, who repeatedly demanded Campana answer who is currently president of the United States, which I didn't do. I don't think I did that. As if the man just woke up from a coma and suffered from amnesia. So since you didn't just wake up, and I appreciate you coming back on the show, welcome back and thanks for one more time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And you know what? People interview me and then they write stories. And they don't send those stories to me to proofread or...
I'm not hanging it on you. Brother, I am not hanging this on you.
I wish they would a lot of times.
Hey, you. No, listen, I want to make everybody clear. I'm not hanging this on you.
No problem.
No, please.
I appreciated the conversation we had last time. You know, I appreciate you having me on the air. Thank you.
No, and I told, you know, and after the gig was over, you know, Billy talks sometimes and I said this to somebody. I said, Gino said, hey, man, thanks. Good interview is what Billy passed on to me. But that isn't stopping from people. So, like I said, I'm not hanging this one on you. It's just this is a Republican position website. And it's a question that they certainly don't want to answer, but is going to be asked either by the Democrats or by the media. And you and I went over this. So, I don't know. How you doing in the fight? Yeah.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. We're working really hard. And you know, Peter, there's a really simple answer to this. Yeah, over 80% of America believes in voter ID. Over 80%. Okay, now the Democrats want to talk about how we're always going to be telling the truth and let's follow the facts. But what is the reason why they won't use voter ID? They're saying it suppresses voters. You know, in the state of Colorado, in order to get your unemployment benefits, you now have to go through a software called ID.me, which does dual identification, including facial recognition. And you know why, Peter?
Well, are you asking me that, or is that self?
I'm asking you. Yeah. Do you know why the state of Colorado switched to this program?
For identification reasons, of course.
And why would they do that?
Well, I mean, they want to know who the right person is. I mean, it's self-answering.
Of course, but let me tell you more specifically.
All right.
Because there was so much fraud associated with unemployment benefit claims.
Sure, yeah.
In fact, somebody filed a claim on my behalf. I got it, I got it in the mail, like, here, you filed your claim. Mm-hmm. My father-in-law filed a claim. How many people? Okay. And so these same people.
Was that the COVID money or was this separate money?
No, this is filing for unemployment benefits.
Okay, all right.
And these same people, these same liberal bureaucrats who will say, if you require a voter ID, you're going to suppress a voter, now are using the exact opposite argument and requiring not just voter ID, but dual authentication. You have to prove it two different ways, including facial recognition. The program exists. Don't take my word for it. It's called ID Me, and there's 10. I saw 14 states that are using this now. I saw another article saying 37 states are looking at it. Okay, it's simple. Our confidence in our election system is the lowest it's ever been. If we want to fix that, you know, my platform is fighting for the American dream, and the American dream is based on democracy. Democracy is based on confidence in our election system. Here's, I don't understand why Joe Biden and Michael Bennett don't understand that.
Well, Gino Campana's here. If it was up to me and if I ruled the world, we'd go back to how I voted when I was first a voter. It was you'd have all day Tuesday. That would be the only day. And you went in person and you pulled the lever. But things have changed. I don't think Colorado had a crooked election. I know that there's been over 250 audits. There's been well over 60 court cases, all of them thrown out. Every one of these people that have challenged this stuff, from Lynn Wood to the craziness of Rudolph Giuliani, it's all been thrown into the trash. I'm cautious and I'm careful. But I urge you, as a candidate that can turn the state back, stay away from that, but it's your call.
Here's the deal, Peter. People of Colorado choose me as their next senator. When they do, I'll do everything I can to ensure integrity in our election system, which will include voter ID. Okay? You people throw around terms. Was it stolen? Was it crooked? Mm-hmm. I think you used the term crooked just now. Okay, I'm an engineer by degree. It's either right or it's wrong. The Attorney General of Georgia was on TV over the weekend.
I saw him.
Promoting his new book, that he's going to get wealthy over this whole thing, and acting as a hero. And he said, you know, the Trump people said there was 10,000 dead people that voted. We proved that wrong. It was only 5,000. Well, okay, come on.
Why are dead people voting? Listen, I'm currently reading Rigged, and Molly's going to make a lot of money. I'm coming up with Keith Kellogg. The War by Other Means is coming on the show. He's going to make money. People write books to make money. But there isn't anybody. And I geek on this because it's part of what we have to do. There have been over 250 audits. There have been well over 60 cases. When you're down to Lynn Wood and you're down to a guy who goes from America's Mayor to the Town Drunk, you're down to the crack and you're down to these people, Gino, let it go. This is the fight. This is a fight that's going to bog you down, brother.
I appreciate that. I'm not fighting the fight of what took place in the last election. I'm fighting the fight for election integrity.
But that's because of the last one.
But in 2000, Gore versus Bush, the presidential determination was based on 537 votes.
The Supreme Court did it.
Now, that was 21 years ago. Now we have an attorney general from Georgia coming on TV, and I don't have a problem with people making money off books. I don't have a problem with that at all. Okay? I have a problem with somebody who should be held at a higher standard bragging about that fact that he did such a good job that only 5,000 dead people voted.
Well,
we know darn good and well that elections for the president of the United States have been decided on no more than 537 votes.
The Supreme Court. And let me tell you, the Supreme Court and a number of people that I respect believe that that court threw the election for George W. Bush's, Herbert Walker's son, George. They actually believe that, and they can make the case. Al Gore won the popular vote. It's all these different he said, she said. But if you read the Supreme Court, and I have, on what happened between Al Gore and Al Gore won the popular vote. And the Supreme Court made the decision, remember hanging Chad, made the decision that W won the election. Now, that was a court decision. That wasn't anything that someone said 5,000 dead people voted. You're jumping across again. I caution you. It's not going to get you anywhere.
Let me take it a step further then. Let me just, so I can try to make my point clear. City of Fort Collins, No Supreme Court was involved. One race, District 1, this very last election, of 7,440 votes cast, the race was won by 33 votes. Okay? Same election, same year. District 4, 8,204 votes cast. The election was won, the seat was won by 43 votes. I ask you this. How many dead people voting an election are too many? At what point do we say it was wrong?
How many people?
And I understand. I'm a realist, okay?
How many dead people? How many dead people?
We're going to have a little bit.
Gino, how many dead people voted in Fort Collins?
I have no idea.
See, but then you can't. Then you can't say it. Look, I'm a fan of drag racing. If you cross that line 0.3 of a second ahead of the other guy, you won the race. I mean, numbers.
That's my point. I'm talking about 537
but you don't,
votes
but you,
is a 0.3
of a second. But there's no evidence of cheating. You're just making, well, that's how it was a tight election. It was close.
No, my point is not, I'm not arguing was there cheating or wasn't there cheating in the city of Fort Collins. People are arguing, there's some amount of cheating that takes place, but it's not broad. It's just some
But those
cheating.
Are just statements.
Some
they're
some
not, you're an engineer. You're an engineer.
Exactly. It's
not just a statement. They're meaningless.
Peter, cheating is cheating. And what we should be doing in this country is doing everything possible to ensure that anybody who can legally vote is able to vote. And anybody who shouldn't be voting, who's voting illegally, should not be voting. And that's why voter ID is supported broadly by over 80% in the United States. And I don't understand why Michael Bennett and Joe Biden keep pushing back and creating this false narrative of suppressing voters.
Gino Campano's running for the U.S. Senate. And you want to be the senator for all Coloradans, just not the far-right Republican Party. Gino, are you suggesting that Colorado's election was hooked?
I'm suggesting that the confidence in our election system is the lowest it's ever been.
It's not
and
what I'm
one
asked.
Way to fix that
it's
is
not
very
what I'm
simple. And that – hold on, let me finish, Peter. One way to fix that is voter identification. And H.R. 1, which is broadly supported by the liberal bureaucrats, including Senator Bennett and Joe Biden – includes a provision that does not allow voter ID, does not allow voter ID, not allow each state to decide on their own. It does not allow it throughout the United States.
Let me come back to the question. You're running in the state of Colorado. Do you think this election was hooked in this state where Donald Trump loses by, 13, 14 points and all these things that happen?
I've not said that one time
I'm
on
asking
this call,
it.
Peter.
I'm asking it. I'm asking
you this. Let me ask you a
question. Dodge.
Right. How many wrong votes are too many?
I have no idea.
Okay, because you guys want to keep.
And you guys, what's the you guys stuff? I'm not a you guys. I'm saying to you, this is what happened to you last time on the show. Did Donald Trump win or did Donald Trump lose? You had a difficult time answering it. Now I'm asking, do you think the last Colorado election, 20, was a stolen election?
I think that Joe Biden is our president sitting in the White House right now, unfortunately. And I think that's the reason
why.
That's
not an answer. That's not an answer. It's about Colorado.
I told you this last time. I told you that Joe Biden won the presidency.
All right. Now, what about Colorado?
I told you that last time.
What about Colorado?
But what I'm trying to do here is do what people of Colorado want, and that is to fix our election system, to increase the confidence in our election system. Okay? That's what I'll do as your senator. I'm not going to get in the mud and
you brought it up.
About,
you're the one who brought up Fort Collins. You're the one who brought up election fraud. Now I'm asking you if Colorado was a steal. It's simple.
I just told you that one vote, one wrong vote, is wrong.
Okay.
Cheating is one wrong vote. Okay.
All right, sure.
So you can call it any term you want. My point is this, and I want to make it very clear to you and all the listeners out there. Over 80% of Americans want to increase the integrity in our elections. Over 80% of them want voter ID. Why is it that Joe Biden and Michael Bennett don't want it? Why is it that H.R. 1 includes a provision that doesn't allow you to have that? Let's stick to things that we can actually fix here. We can fix this. This is easy. Democrats, Republicans, unaffiliated voters can all get together and say, let's have some voter ID. We're using it for unemployment benefits right now. Why can't we use it for elections?
Well,
we're better than this.
Well, see,
innovation has taken place over the last 250 years. We can do better. Why not do better?
Well, unless you want to, and I would go back to Tuesday only with you in 11 seconds, but that doesn't answer any of the other questions. The big lie, which it is, was begun inside the Oval Office prior to the election itself, and it's rung true now with so many people. And I urge you again, leave this to hell alone. Run on other issues, that the issues that are important to the you got to get to the independent, unaffiliated voter, and the kind of stuff like the Fort Collins election stuff. Gino, it's not going to get you anywhere.
I would love to talk about all the issues Coloradoans are facing every day.
Right.
I'd love to have had a conversation today about
me too.
The Biden administration with Bennett.
Let's do it. Me too. Me
giving
too.
Illegals.
Me too. You started
illegal immigrants. $450,000
You started
the border.
Gino, you started the election going after Biden and election integrity. I didn't do that. You did it. Now you want to turn? I'll turn with you. What do you want to talk about?
I want to go back and listen to how this took place, but I believe you and your last caller are having the same conversation and continuing on with me. But it's okay. I'll come back on your show, and we'll make an agreement that we're not going to talk about election integrity.
No, we're going to have
to talk about all the other issues of Colorado.
We can talk about whatever's on the front burner. The guy was talking about Herschel Walker, which wasn't what I said. Look, it's a precarious moment, and it's a learning because you're running for office. And you're in the spotlight.
I think what's on the front burner is over 71% of Americans believe we're headed in the wrong direction.
I brought that up this morning.
With Joe Biden polling that came out over the weekend.
Brought it up.
I believe what's taking place in Virginia is the people coming forward, parents coming forward and saying, "No, I will have a say in my children's education." And I think that people like Senator Bennett and Michael and President Biden, Senator Bennett and President Biden, need to hear this loud and clear. Parents want to have a say in their children's education. Okay? I think that what they need to hear is it's a slap in the face to our military. Their families will receive $100,000 if they're killed in combat. And illegal aliens coming across our border, they were given $450,000 per child to who were separated from their families. I believe those are the topics that I would like to talk to you about.
Well, I mean, you came on bringing up the voter integrity. I certainly didn't lead with that. I talked about the last time you were on the radio show. But, again, people can vote in school board elections, and they've never been stopped from voting in school board elections. I think that what happened—
We haven't ever seen the U.S. government—
Well, what's happened now—
—pick the FBI after parents for going to school board meetings.
I agree. And that doesn't mean you can't vote. Doesn't mean you can't vote for school board. I mean, what I'm watching now
is... We want people to get out and vote.
Yeah, we watch now McAuliffe making enormous mistakes, and that Youngkin has cashed in on those mistakes. That's about candidates and about watching these guys do the job. I think this is a significant... And if, in fact, if the Republican Party takes Virginia, which would make the state purple, I couldn't be happier. That'd be a great moment.
But, it would be a great moment, Peter.
But everybody's had a shot at school boards. School boards have now become important because of COVID masking and because of critical race.
You're right.
And that's why people were fired up.
You're right. And we need more candidates. We've got more candidates than we've had in the past on both sides. People are energized, and they should be energized. It's their children's education. And school boards make a difference. You know, they're directing the administration. And so the engagement we're seeing, I'm with you. I love seeing it. And I hope we get a large voter turnout as well tomorrow. And we see where the chips fall. I think what's come out crystal clear is parents do want to have a say in what's going on in their schools. And parents do believe in STEM more so than CRT. And so hopefully people have heard the message, regardless of who wins these races. Hopefully these school boards and the administrators are reevaluating the curriculum and going back towards more STEM studies.
Well, the school board elections across the country this time are going to be significant. In Denver, you have the whole Tay Anderson scandal, we have those kinds of things. the question really is, and it's the same thing with 2Bs on a Denver ballot, it's about homelessness. What's going to happen is going to set the it's going to set the course for you or whomever gets that gig. And if this 2B closes, or the most important thing we can wait for on Wednesday morning is whether to see if Glenn Youngkin becomes the governor-elect in Virginia. If so, that's a huge morning. And if not,
you know,
it's a turnback.
Peter, I was on another show the weekend, and we were talking about
You can name the show. What show were you on?
Randy Corbin. Okay. And while I was talking to Randy, we talked about, you know, what's taking place with the school boards and, you know, how education has taken a pole position here on the Virginia elections. And this didn't happen overnight, okay? This curriculum didn't just pop in one day and all of a sudden, you know, kindergartners are coming in and teachers are saying, okay, you know, you're this shade. You step over here. You're this shade. You step over here. That didn't happen overnight. It happened over years. 10, 15, 20 years, it just kept creeping in, creeping in, creeping in. Okay, and so we need to look back and say, how did this happen? So we can look forward and set a vision forward just as far. But let's keep in mind, you know, I'm taking out Michael Bennett for the U.S. Senate, okay? Michael Bennett was the head of our state school board. Michael Bennett was directing a lot of this curriculum that started 15 years ago, okay? Michael Bennett believes in this type of curriculum. We need to take Michael Bennett out of his current position. That's what I'm trying to do. He's so grossly misaligned with the values of the state of Colorado in so many ways. Think about his bill that he supported of abolishing the debt ceiling. Okay, I keep going back to this and going, how can anyone who worked for Anschutz and has a good understanding of finance and accounting, supposedly, support a bill that abolishes the debt ceiling?
How do you? I think he's interesting. We're coming up on time with Gino Campana. He goes from being Phil Anschutz's lawyer, and he is Mr. Republican Party in Colorado. He's the principal funder a lot of this, and he goes on to these gigs and he gets an appointment. How do you think a guy like that operates? I mean, because I'm fascinated by it, because the principal
and he wasn't even seeking the position. Says it himself in his own book.
No.
He's the most accidental senator.
No, absolutely is.
Says that because
I know he did.
Sorry,
I know he did. Except for Hickenlooper.
Most senators have to do what I do. Okay, we got to do the grind, right? We got to put the work in, put the effort in to go get a seat. Okay, and serve our state. He was handpicked by the liberal bureaucrats. Why? Because they knew he was going to be a team player. And he has been a team player. Again, don't take my word for it. Go look at his voting
record. Of course I have. But
aligned
How do you go from being Anschutz's lawyer? I mean, these guys are amazing. He goes from Phil Anschutz's lawyer, Mr. Republican funder, him and Larry Mizell, the principal guys that will give you money. He goes from being their lawyer. And Hickenlooper, when we did the interviews and we did the investigations on Hickenlooper and the private what he was doing with his private life, he was riding on Larry Mizell's jet. So these are the Republican Party. Now, you want to say something about that? Because that would jam everybody up. I'm going to prove you. Once again, don't do it. Gino, don't do it. Don't do it.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to talk about the job that Michael Bennett's doing for our state and the job I'll do for our state. And I'll tell you, I'm going to go to Washington, D.C., and I'm going to remind people in Washington, D.C. what the American dream is all about, the American dream that I was able to live, and I want every Colorado to be able to live. Okay?
Go get them.
And I'm going to go represent Colorado values. And I won't be held to voting aligned with any constituency like poor Michael Bennett has had to do.
Watch the money.
Because when he's voting aligned with Bernie Sanders 96% of the time, I'm puzzled.
Keep an eye on the money.
I'm puzzled how much time has he spent in our state to understand our values to be voting aligned with Bernie Sanders that frequently. I mean, come on. I married my high school sweetheart, okay? We met in high school. We're married. My wife and I don't agree 96% of the time, okay? And we're like probably 56% of the time. How can you vote aligned 96% of the time with Bernie Sanders and represent our values?
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, speak with Billy. Well, I think we're good for like 9 or 10 days, show days. No, you come back and do it again. Glenn's, or
I would love to.
Thanks,
Thank
Gino.
So
the fights
much.
Are good, man. Hang on, brother. Hang on. Gino
okay.
Campana. All right. From the stalker girlfriend, if Glenn Youngkin loses, you'll say Donald Trump caused it by his open endorsement of video rally. If Youngkin wins, you will say it was because Donald Trump has not held a person rally in Virginia. You're proof that you're a closet liberal. It's the same position as NBC. It's my stalker girlfriend, Kathy. All right. The holiday season is upon us. It's a back to open lines. Holiday season is upon us. It's a perfect time to reflect and seek out ways to make life better for those who are struggling. We talked about I could end homelessness by taking the Bob Cote Step Denver Step 13 platform, the opportunity for a safe, sober, structured place to call home as they work to recover and rebuild their lives. They don't take government funding. They count on people like you. Every vehicle donated gives one man the opportunity to have a safe, structured place to call home. If he does the hard work to recover, rebuild his life. 710 listeners, listen to this. I love this. Donated 168 vehicles in the last 11 months. The sales of those vehicles will give 168 men the opportunity to get off the streets in another program. You got a car, truck, contact, a boat, a motorcycle, an RV. Get a hold of Vincent's my guy, 303-296-9020. It's a tax deduction. You'll transform lives. Visit stepdenver.org if you need some help with somebody, 303-296-9020, 303-296-9020, stepdenver.org. We're doing a fact check on something that was said about someone saying 5,000 dead people voted for Billy's checking. Monday, November 1st, welcome to the show, 710 KNUS. This is the first day George Brockler begins his show at 9. 44 chance of rain, snow, 45 much tomorrow. Do you need professional appraisals? Here comes the holiday season, man. It's like Christmas ads are on. You could be sitting on a fortune in cash, David Ellison, Cherry Creek, top dollar for your diamonds and gold, sterling silver, wedding bands, Rolex watches, so you get the money. And if you're looking for a great gift, you get the gifts. Instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado for decades. David offers confidential evaluations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items. There's no obligation, a free appraisal, private and confidential. If you're looking to buy a gift for somebody special, see David Ellis for the best prices on diamonds and jewelry. Beautiful, newly remodeled, expanded showroom with a black awning. 3rd and Clayton at Cherry Creek. Go to davidellisjewelry.com, David Ellis, 303-322-8779, 6 days a week. Park and walk in, David Ellis, 3rd and Clayton at Cherry Creek. All right, Billy, that was said 5,000. I can't find where did this guy in Georgia say 5,000 dead people.
I can't find anything that says Raffensperger said that 5,000 dead people voted. It doesn't mean that it didn't happen. I can't verify that statement at this point.
Okay.
It would seem
if somebody knows, let us know.
If there, and if it was a total number of 5,000 that, again, admitted dead people voting, that is significant. You'd assume it would be in a lot of places.
No,
I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, I can't find it either.
No.
All right, go back to the phone. Stephen, you're on a radio show. Good morning and thank you.
Good morning, Peter. I hope you're well.
thank you for asking. Indeed, good morning.
I have a couple thoughts here. The first one is there's absolutely no consensus in Colorado nor in the United States that there's a problem with voter integrity.
That's very true.
This is a made-up situation, and there's that. Item two, and I appreciate you taking my call. Item two is the job description for U.S. Senator involves a lot of big stuff, foreign policy. What are we going to do with Israel? How are we going to counteract China? How are we going to deal with Russia? You have a major health pandemic. You have health insurance problems for people. So the job of a United States senator is not to fiddle with a local election somewhere. They may not have jurisdiction over it anyway.
I've not seen
anyone come on your show and do this. This is the problem, A, B, and C. This is how I'm going to fix it, X, Y, and Z. Now, you do that every day on the homeless issue, and I'm also a friend of Bill, and I'm down on all of that. But they need to offer solutions to specific problems.
Well, I don't know what, you know, the school boards and this idea that nobody ever voted. Now, people, there is an awareness that's come. The scary part of this is the steal. And Levin apparently has already begun saying Virginia will be stolen. And coming on the radio show, we're really looking forward to this. Keith Kellogg, who was the general in the White House with Donald Trump. And as a reader, this will be my seventh book. And I finished his book. He's a very brave man, a very bright man, about what happened. And he's I'll be interesting to see what he has to say. I don't know. This, the big steal, and it seems to be the backbone of a lot of Republicans. They must believe this. And I'm told by other sources that none of them really do believe it, but they're afraid not to believe it. It's like the medieval church, you know, or it's like when Copernicus or Galileo are tried. You know, the smarter people during the Renaissance, they knew damn well that these men were right, but they feared either a Medici Pope or they feared the, you know, the church itself. And the same thing has happened. I had a great talk with somebody about the Democratic Party. Democratic Party is in a civil war as well. You have the Ocasio-Cortezes, and you have all these leftist culture cancel crazy, you know, people that tear down statues and change names and ruin people's lives. They're on the cutting edge of the Democratic Party. And I see that, and I think to myself, we have the same thing in the Republican Party. And look where we're going to go with this now. And this poll drops, and it's, you know, it's from the fake news, NBC, but 71% believe the United States is on the wrong track. Stephen, we're not even on the track. I mean, it's not even we're in such trouble. I don't have an answer. But, you know, you can't say the kinds of things that are being said and expect people, because you got to win in the middle. And this is the part that just bounces off of the tops of the heads of the Trump supporters. Donald Trump legitimately lost Colorado, and he lost it the second time more than he lost it the first time. Why do we run Donald Trump a third time in Colorado, a Trump-esque character? He, too, or she, too, will get clipped. Have these people learned nothing, Stephen?
No, and the big lie people, they will not quit. You know, they refer to Biden as the putative president.
Mm, sure.
And it's like a marble underneath a carpet, because every day there's a different state that's in play. Mm-hmm. Now they're talking about, oh, Wisconsin,
yeah,
we're going to turn that.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the end game for these folks?
Well,
do they think
Bannon's
going to automatically emerge as president?
They're going back after Florida. They're trying to disrupt DeSantis, that Florida has to do a recount. There have been 250 audits. And look what's happened to these major players. Look at the Kraken today. Look at Giuliani's is just tragic. Lynn Wood is tragic. These people have I'm reading Rigged. I'm reading this woman Molly Hemingway's book Rigged. She doesn't even mention Mike Lindell. Doesn't even mention Mike Lindell so far in the book. Mike Lindell was the tip of the spear. He was in the Oval Office. He'd go in and see Trump, and they were talking about the coup. And here comes Professor Eastman. He's writing memos on how to pull a soft coup, and he's being lionized. No, this guy is going to be in big trouble if he keeps his law license. I'll be amazed if he's not prosecuted. I'll be more amazed. I mean, these guys are out there, but each and every one of them seems to end up falling down someplace and
destroyed.
Oh, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I'm really waiting, because this man, Keith Kellogg, is a very brave man. He's a very smart man. And I'm going to ask him about all of these other books that I've read and other things that have been said. He was there with Milley. And when Milley comes out and says, look, he gets a hold of the China, and he says, look, Trump's unhinged. If it's true, he's probably going to say, no, he wasn't. Then all these other books all these other books are telling lies. I don't know.
I thought Carroll treated Mr. Kellogg well.
I thought he did too.
And
well, it's a, it's, so a, it's, a, it's We have to get this settled. If you have conservative beliefs, if you're somewhat right of the center line, and Colorado, I like what these guys are saying in Virginia. Virginia is a blue state. Can they make it purple? And yes, we can hope that Youngkin can make it purple. And that one in 2B, I know that if you, as a friend of Bill's, you're on to it. But this 2B thing in Denver that was endorsed by the Denver Post, it's insanity. It's insanity.
Oh, I'm down with you. The thing, this Eastman thing is not ending. I turned on TV this morning. He's on there because the new developments are during the 6th, on January 6th, he and Trump's lawyer,
Pence.
Vice President Pence's lawyer exchange emails, and they're both criticizing him. Yep. And then that's one thing. Then after the riot was over, when Pence goes in there to certify, Eastman's still emailing. He wants Pence to do something when he's actually sitting there, which was around midnight in D.C.
Mm-hmm. The hero is Dan Quayle, which is like, you know, Pence.
Hello.
Hello. I think Pence is a very decent man who was put in a very very bad spot. And Dan Quayle, of all people, Dan Quayle says, you can't do this. But they're browbeating. They're telling him and he can't to break his constitutional obligations. And now Lindell, who does not show up in so far in Molly Hemingway's book, you think Lindell would be somebody you would talk about. She talks bad about Giuliani, and they talk about that press conference. The Kraken shows up. But that was what they wanted. That lit everything up. Was when they did that press conference, when Jenna Ellis was there and the Kraken, and they started about Spain and Venezuela and the Chinese and the Clintons and Soros. That was so crazy. And the dyes running down the cheek of the former mayor, and then his role, and he's drunk and he's in there, and I'm going, my God, this is madness.
I went to school in D.C. and I've lived there for work a couple times, and all that happening at the Willard. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that must have been a show.
Oh, man.
There's got to be a movie about that someday.
Well, now, and this, some of it happened here on the radio show with Eastman when he hung up. And even before that.
He did on your show.
Oh, he did. He was, and that's right. And that's where this, and I keep, somebody keeps saying to me, you're going to catch, me personally, or Billy, we're going to catch a Senate, we're going to catch a subpoena. I said, no, I don't think we will. They got the tape. But we will see. It's really made for just horrible kind of, I mean, what's happened to this business of talk radio and what's happened across the country? It's just awful. It really is.
You know, I'm on 14th and Logan. I'm downtown, and I came down here yesterday. I was telling my girlfriend about this. You don't even recognize this city. I mean, all these places are boarded up. And now I'm at Colfax, and you've got these people that are literally just sleeping in the streets all over.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you never saw this before. It was clean. It was safe. It was relatively quiet. I mean, I like Lodo, and I'm glad what's happened down there in terms of business. But, man, oh, man, this city is really on hard times, I think.
Well, Hancock is just mailing it in. There is no one there to do anything. City council is worse. School board's worse. District attorney's office is worse. The cops, who runs the cops. But if this 2B, if we're sitting here Wednesday morning and 2B is passed, Stephen, we just mail it in. Thank you very much. Good call. We got the market update straight ahead. War by Other Means. Keith Kellogg. Looking forward to it. I read his book. 44 will be the high today. Stay here. Good morning, everybody. 7:47, 13 minutes before the hour. Amy joins us. Alpine Planning, Halloween, November 1st. Wow, here we go again. Amy, good morning. You guys have a good evening.
Good morning, Pete. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I think Halloween is more for adults these days, it seems, in our neighborhood. But I had the best-looking unicorn on the block, I'll tell you that. How was yours?
You know what? It was quiet. It was
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the weather, I think, played a lot out in it. People just didn't take their little kids out. And I understand. All right.
It was chilly.
What are we doing in the market?
All right. Take a look here. You're exactly right. November 1st. Currently, we've got green numbers. Dow's up about 130. S&P positive about 6. And NASDAQ up by about 20 points. Closed last week with major U.S. Stock indices. All three closed at record highs. And these are interesting numbers. Through the month of October, the S&P was up 6.9% in the month. The Dow was up 5.8% and the NASDAQ up 7.3% in October. Again, this was right after the close in September where people saw some losses and a lot of volatility. So this bounce back was nice. 2 months left in the year, Pete. 2 months left in 2021. Remarkable. What do you do next? Brian and Gabe and I are kind of focusing on two areas with our clients. The first is going to be rebalancing if and as needed, just shifting asset classes that have appreciated or making sure that you're ready for any type of choppy markets ahead. And the other one is just being tax aware, whether it's retirement plan contributions, sometimes charitable giving plays a role this time of year. Little shifts in the portfolio that can minimize taxation is a good thing to take a look at. So anyone has some questions, give us a call. We'll see if we can help.
303-843-0918. I can't tell you how great these guys are. They're my guys. Alpine, 303-843-0918. Investing is a matter of trust or earn yours. Call them today. Amy, thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Pete.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
All right, morning, everybody. We can't seem to find the claim that was made. Somebody tell me where it was made. We had moments ago, Gino Campana said that the statement was made Sunday in Georgia that 5,000 dead people voted. If that's true, that's huge. I can't find it. We did a double, triple internet search. You can find all kinds of false claims, but you can't find where that was said. And with respect, if someone has the answer, I'd love to hear it. 303-696-1971. Good morning. This is the first day of the George Brockler Show. George will start this morning. The shoot is with George. So if you go to the website, 710KNUS/Peter Boyles, and go on the shoot. I read the book, War by Other Means, The General in the Trump White House, and it's a series of books that I've read, and this is a very brave man. He's a very smart guy, so I'm looking forward to the conversation when he comes on the radio show. Again, if you have an opportunity and you have not turned in your ballot, someone says, my ballot still turn in? Yes, it does. You can turn it in today, Kill2B, to the wall of hate this morning at Is it therapeutic for you to state your views on the 2020 election on a loop, or do you think you're going to convince Republicans that Biden legitimately won from your 5,000-watt radio station? No, but it's important for them to try and change our mind. It is important for the attack to begin on the radio station for simply saying the truth. So, you know, and call the show. I mean, I'll read them on the air, but you can call the radio show. We can talk about it. I can't find the 5,000 dead people, the statement made to 5,000 dead people voted. 303-696-1971. This poll that 71% of us believe that the United States is on the wrong track, that's really important. And there is this Virginia vote. The two things, again, that I think are significant for us to look at on Wednesday morning is the outcome in Virginia. And I know it's already begun here on the wall that if, in fact, this Democrat pulls it out, it's a stolen election. And that's the part that's so sad, that this is the belief now. Or the other side of this is watching 2B. If 2B passes, we have huge problems in this city. If 2B passes. All right. What's this one say? The guy was not statesmanlike. Senators are supposed to be more educated. Okay, that's a critique. You own a home and you haven't refied. What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates are still incredibly low, which means you could easily drop your rate and monthly payments and potentially save up to $1,000 a month. I did it. Save up to, do this. You don't know what's going to happen now with the prime. American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans. Take advantage of the free, no obligation mortgage review. There's no pressure. No upfront, no hidden fees, just a conversation with a salary-based mortgage consultant, someone who will listen and guide you, creating a custom loan to achieve your goals and do it faster. Lock on to a low rate now, because if they move, you're done. I trust American. 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Call them this morning. Online, it's AmericanFinancing.net. Please do yourself a favor and get it done. 303-695-7000. Billy, we have talked about this off air. The sheriff in Wisconsin claiming voter fraud in nursing homes. How many people did he say? Eight? There were 200 people in the home, and he claims eight people. And that's his case? Do I understand that correctly from reading this weekend? He claims eight people. Wow. This is the kind of stuff that can be, a whole talk radio show can be hung on to a case for voter fraud. All right, on the other side, I'm really looking forward to this. It's called The War by Other Means. A general in the Trump White House, Keith Kellogg, who is, I think, an extremely brave, and we'll see what he thinks about other books and other things that have been said. So looking forward to that. And again, Randy, listen to me. On this afternoon, George Brockler's show starts this morning at 9 to 10, and we'll see what happens if they expand it into the afternoons. So the Brockler Show starts first day today, 710 KNUS. Hold on your hats. November 1, we're right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.